the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Everybody wants financial freedom and to live comfortably, but it's a daunting task. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today Dr. James Philpott, Associate Professor of Finance at Missouri State University, is my guest. First, he explains what he means by getting your finances in order.
Well, first of all, it means understanding what my finances are. Before we take a road trip somewhere, we need to know where we are, and so we can pick the right highway. That's really the analogy there. Understanding where we are financially would begin with establishing our assets, liabilities, and where we are financial position. Now, that involves a little basic accounting that we need to work with, but seeing all of that on paper gives us a snapshot of where we are. We can also look at our expenses versus our take-home pay or other income, and that gives us another perspective. So we can start doing some of the math there, and that gives us a picture of where we are. Probably a second step or a combined first step there would be to establish our own financial goals. A good financial goal has a few elements to it. First of all, it's got to be reasonable. I can't say as a 22-year-old with two children that I have a financial goal of wanting to retire by age 30. That for most of us, that's just not reasonable. It's not realistic. A good financial goal will also be something that could be quantified. Now, not everybody can do the math that, or knows how or is trained to do the math toward retirement, but a financial goal that says, I want to retire at age 65 and enjoy the standard of living that I have right now at age 25. Well, that sort of begs for a lot of numbers that a competent financial professional could put some pencil to paper and say, well, that would mean, assuming these investment rates and assuming this and that, you'd need to save this much per month. So a good financial goal would be realistic, reasonable. It would also be quantifiable. And, of course, like all life goals, it would be driven by our values and our preferences.
As a certified financial planner, Philpott recommends individuals begin planning for retirement, long-term care, and estate planning immediately, or rather, yesterday. As salary increases or as markets change over the years, it's good to reevaluate the plans. He offers some food for thought on finding the balance of how much cash to have versus savings and other accounts.
In a personal financial statement, a personal balance sheet, we divide assets into three categories. We call them cash assets, investment assets, and then personal use assets. Going from the bottom up, personal use assets are much less liquid. They're things like your house, your beach house, your vacation house, your cars, your collections, personal property that's tangible. This is the stuff we use and enjoy and all, but it's not something we necessarily hold as an investment or really have an intention to sell unless it's replacing to get something else. The investment assets are just that. These are financial investments. They're intended to make us money over the long term. It could also be an interest in a business that we might own, or maybe it would be some farmland or rental property we own. Then the third category that I mentioned first is cash assets. These are easy to spend. These are easy to convert to cash. These are bank accounts. These are very short-term investment securities. Now, the rule of thumb that most financial planners use is that these cash assets should account to maybe 3 to 6 months worth of personal expenses or the household's expenses. The idea there is that these cash assets serve as a cushion. They serve for being out of work for a few months, or they serve for having that unexpected expense of having to replace a car suddenly or having to meet a deductible on medical or something.
That was Dr. James Philpott, Associate Professor of Finance at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson with the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.